Hey, GMP fans, you guys want a party tonight? Let's see if we can find a party, because we're not talking about the Night of the Living Dead. Oh, no, we're talking about the Return of the Living Dead.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's
Eating.
Guilty Movie Pleasures.
Oh, yes, Guilty Movie Pleasure fans, do you want a party? Can we play that clip? Because that's the song in here, so people know what I'm talking about. This. Yeah! So...
This movie? Oh, hell yeah.
I just want to do this for 40
minutes.
There we go. Can we just do this? Yeah! This song sounds like a generic Guns N' Roses meets AC/DC song.
This movie is it's masquerading as a zombie movie, but truly it's just a movie about teens that want to party.
That's all it is.
So just teens that want to party.
That's where the intro. If you haven't seen this movie, you were probably like, what the hell has Ben doing? This movie, you can play a drinking game for how many times anyone in the cast says they want a party, they got to find a place to party.
Mm-hmm.
This is a party. Do you want a party?
Yep.
It's just, you will be blackout drunk within one scene.
Yeah.
In fact, while we're here,
Bailey's on the rocks just to, like, make it smoother.
While we're talking about it, I mean, I guess we should intro the movie a little bit.
Let's do it.
But, yeah, we'll come back to the party stuff. Yeah, this is the return of the Living Dead. It has nothing to do with Night of the Living Dead, except for the fact that this movie claims that all the events in this story are true and none of the names have been changed. Clearly, it's a satire on true stories and the zombie movies. This, as far as I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, audience, as far as I know, this is one of the first zombie comedies. Because zomcom was a phrase that we were talking about that was mm-hmm. coined after Shaun of the Dead, which is many, like two and a half decades later. This came out in 84, and I think this is one of the first zombie comedies that I've ever seen. And the movie, the premise basically is, well, we'll get into the premise, but... it's a ridiculous, campy 80s, gory, boob-filled classic.
I wanna first, before we get into it,
yeah.
For me and for the audience, there's one quote on the back of this DVD box. Yep. I want you to read it and then tell me who it's attributed to.
The best zombie flick you'll ever see.
And who said that?
The Cavalcade of Schlock.
Yep.
That's perfect.
So there you go. That's who they went to for the quote. The Cavalcade of Schlock.
A real scream for chiller fans, the Washington Post.
Oh, hey.
They have one that cancels out the legitimate one.
Washington Post cancels out.
Yeah. So I saw this movie when I was a teenager. I don't remember when. I remember renting it on VHS. No, I bought it from this video store that was going out of business.
You bought it before you had seen it?
Yeah.
That's a strong commitment.
I do that
The Return of the Living Dead.
I went through like this, the horror film section. I just bought a bunch of movies. It was like $5 or something, and which was expensive at the time for VHS. Actually cheap. They were more expensive.
We can't decide if it was expensive or cheap.
It was not a fair price. So I watched this movie, and first off, the gore is awesome.
Yep.
It's super over-the-top, practical blood, because, I mean, they didn't have CGI back then, except for the one animated bullet that missile in the end, which we'll get to. But the thing that really drew me to this in my horny teenage years was that there is a girl, I just called her Naked Woman. I forget what her name was.
Someone was named Party, right? It might have been her.
I think the real actress's name is like Lena Quigley or something, and she's just strips down 20 minutes in the movie and stays that way for the rest of the film.
She
and I know I've said this hundreds of times on this show, but when I was growing up, we didn't have the internet yet, and if we did, it was dial-up, and that was loud as shit, and you couldn't get anything without mm-hmm. your parents walking in on you before the photo even loaded. So to have a 90-minute movie where, like, a half hour of it boobs are running around, you were like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen!
But this is what you would have gone to on the internet anyway, because she's literally... So she's in a graveyard, and she just starts, like... touching herself, thinking about death, and then strips naked.
You know what? We'll just, since we're talking about it,
yeah.
Why don't we play the girl obsessed with death clip? Because this is what leads up to her stripping.
She's stripping as she's saying this,
here's
right?
The thing. She's a very attractive lady, but she frightens me with the way she talks.
Sure.
So it's like, boner gone, boner gone. It's very conflicting when you're a teenager. Can we play girl obsessed with death, please?
Do you ever fantasize about being killed?
No.
Never.
Just like,
do you ever wonder about all the different ways of dying, you know, violently.
Pretty sure.
I wonder, like, what would be the most horrible way to die?
Try not to think about dying too much.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The best part is the end there. That escalates. If I wanted to have a 2-minute clip, I would have kept recording, but it escalates to her being like, I always fantasize about a bunch of old men ripping me apart. First they rip off my shirt, and then she just takes her clothes off, and then everybody's like, oh, she's getting naked again. And then they bring the lights, and they're all cheering, and she does this really weird dance. She
dances it's like on a gravestone. Like, and wait,
it's
so
it's like really herky jerky. But it's that very
was
frightening.
And that was before she then goes up to the brooding guy, like she's naked and just rubbing his dick over his pants. Yeah,
you think this is a way of life? The guy, there's a guy. So let's go. I know we're jumping around.
We're jumping way around.
It's fine.
But this group of friends is the best.
This group of friends is the best. Let's we'll get to the let's table the group of friends for now because it's my favorite thing
on
ever.
On the table.
On the table. Obviously, I love this movie as a teenager for all the gore and boobs, and now as an adult, I've watched it almost every Halloween because it's so funny and so ridiculous, and it's one of these movies that if friends are over and we're carving pumpkins or like hanging out or something, I'll throw it on in the background, and like 20 minutes in, people will be like, what the hell are we watching?
Yeah.
It's always a fun crowd pleaser. What'd you think of it? You'd never seen it before.
I'd never seen it before.
And I'm super curious to know what you thought about
this. It was fucking bananas. Like, it was crazy. And it started off, I don't love old movies because I don't love the, like, conventions of, like, here's all the exposition laid out in the first act. And we're setting up very specifically, like, exactly what's going to happen. Like, it makes it very predictable.
They hinted everything. She says how she imagines dying and then she gets killed that way.
Yeah. So a lot of the beginning was, like, a little bit of an eye roll, but, like, they do it in sort of, like, a humorous way. Like, I'm watching these two guys.
It's the weirdest tone movie I've ever seen. The tone of this movie is so strange.
Walk around this warehouse, like, they have half animals, and they have, clearly plastic skeletons that they're boxing up.
They work at a medical supply warehouse, which apparently that means cut in half taxidermied animals.
Right.
Like you said, perfectly clean skeletons, a yellow corpse on a hook. Why he's completely yellow and hairless, I have no idea.
And they also, like, they make a big deal in the beginning, like, when they're finding which body they're packing up. He's like, we're looking for a male with perfect teeth. So that's an MPT. You got it? Do you know what the PT stands for? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, perfect teeth.
It's so
and
weird.
Then they have this conversation about, like, how many people that die do you know that have perfect teeth? And they, like, harp on it for a while.
And then they're like, these bodies are from India. I think they have a body farm over there. And you think that that's going to go somewhere? It never does.
Never does. They're just, like, obsessed with dentistry.
And what did you think of the gore and the just blatant nudity that happens?
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, it wasn't unexpected, I guess. Like,
because the 80s did that a lot.
A
buddy of mine and I were talking about how, like, in comedies back in the day, in a lot of 80s movies, action movies and all that, they just throw in gratuitous nudity. Like, if you can name 10 R-rated action movies that don't have a strip club scene in the 80s.
Do you feel like it was required? Like, the studios came down and they were like, we're going to have to sell this movie.
It's like HBO now, where it's like, hey, somebody has to fuck in this episode at some point.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right.
It's not porn.
Shout
it's
out
HBO.
To Westworld.
Shout out. That show's awesome.
Oh, boy.
Fuck, that show's so good. So, anyway, and the gore holds up.
The
I
gore
think.
Was fine. Yeah. Like, it was on par with what I expected for this kind of movie. And then the zombies were surprising because
some of them look real good and others look like extras that just had mud.
Yeah, like
on
the first one that we saw was like obviously a rotted corpse, and then the ones that came out of the ground were just like people, and they moved like people. Like there were no repercussions from being buried for however many.
They're just as fast as 28 Days Later, but they're not moving in any kind of sporadic. It's just
they're
like,
not rigid at all. They're just
zombies!
Yeah, they're just like, they're people in makeup. And like the way they talk, I guess they just told them, like, make your voice a little lower. Cause they were like
they
super intelligent.
Full sentences.
And, like,
full on sentences. So before we get any deeper into this movie, we're going to do the plot in another 3 minutes.
Yep.
Good luck on this one to both of us. Even though I've seen it 100 times, it's very hard to remember cause not a lot happens. But you ready there in the booth, Zach? All right.
Zach's ready. I'm ready.
Three, two, One. So we start off, and there's this guy and his new worker, Freddy. There's Frank and Freddy. Really confusing, F2F names. They're hanging out. Freddy's a new employee there. It's a medical supply center. He's taking them around, showing them all the corpses and stuff. And he's like, hey, you want to hear a really crazy story that is coming here? This, you know, Night of the Living Dead, it's a true story. And all this really happened. And we got the bodies of the reanimated corpses shipped here on accident. And we never reported it. And, oh, do you think it has any leaks? Nah, it doesn't leak. Boom. Shh.
So yes, the vapor comes out, yeah. Like they black out, they run up the stairs, and then they hear a dead body banging at the door.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck is this?
And then we're introduced to the punks.
We're introduced to the punks, and all they want to do is party.
Then
one of the teens is like, oh, my boyfriend is working at this factory. I have to pick him up when he gets off work, so let's go hang out near the factory.
Let's hang out in the cemetery. Oh, cemetery, yeah, okay.
cemetery right next to it. I was like, let's just party in the cemetery while we wait.
They just want
to
party.
Because that's what you do, you party in the cemetery. Yeah. Okay, and then so the boss comes in and they're like, there's a dead guy, there's a vapor came out, there's a dead guy, and he's like, okay, you gotta knock his brains out. So they open the door, yeah, the zombie attacks him, they get him off, they hold him down, they attack his brain, the zombie doesn't die.
And so he grabs a hacksaw, hacks off the head, he's still attacking, they're like, oh shit, what do we do? So they chop it up into pieces, then they go and they're like, we have to figure out something, nothing's killing this, we gotta burn it. Oh, there's Ernie, or Bert, one of the two. There's Bert and Ernie are two characters in it. There are. So there's Bert and Ernie in this movie, and one of them's the mortician. They go there, they're like, hey, we have a favor to ask you. And then he's like, oh shit, it's a reanimated corpse. And they're like, okay, we'll burn it. They shove it in there, and then as soon as the smoke goes up into the clouds, thunder and lightning starts happening.
And so they think acid it's acid rain
but it's really corpse rain.
And the teenager's like, what is in
it's
this
burning.
Rain? It's burning me. And the naked girl's like, someone give me a towel. And they're like, in the car. Like, why would anyone have brought a towel?
Why would I have it?
All right, anyway.
So then the corpses start coming out of the ground. Do you want a party? The nerdy guy and the party girl get sectioned off, and the naked girl gets killed, and then a few of the other guys get stuck in the mortuary, and they're basically stuck in there as Freddy and Frank are starting to turn into zombies.
Yep.
They get the ambulance drivers to come. The ambulance comes and says, oh my God, your pulse is gone. You're dead.
There's no pulse. There's no blood pressure. They're room temperature. Yeah. And then so they go out to the ambulance, and then zombies attack them, and they kill them. And then there's a call coming in.
More paramedics.
The zombie tricks the police officers. Yeah. The police officers come in. They get killed.
Yeah.
More police officers come in.
They get killed. The blockade. They get killed.
Yep.
A few more of our cast members get killed. Freddy turns into full zombie. He gets nitrous acid thrown in his eyes, and he gets like herpes.
They won't die. There's no way to kill him. There's a 1-800 number on the box that the zombie came in. They call that.
And the guy's like, oh, what's your code again? Okay, I'm typing it in. And he calls a really excited guy who's at the nuclear bomb station. He's like, all right, what's the code, sir?
First time I've ever had to do my job in my life.
Then they launch a missile into Louisville, Kentucky. Boom, blow it up 200 blocks or 20 blocks dead.
1,000 people die, but the smoke is in the air.
And then they're like, I think we're okay. And then the skeleton comes up again. Do you want a party? The zombies are back.
Whoa.
There we go. Oof. I hope you guys got all that, because we're done. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Just kidding. That was a lot. That was a lot to take in.
That was a lot. There is a lot of like redundancies as far as like killing and like zombie scares. So it was like tough to sort of differentiate what happened when. And I don't know that we were successful in it.
Nah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's just more so people can watch our heads explode.
If you want details, watch the movie.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, come on, guys. So we're gonna get into this. First I wanna play the clip where we're introduced to the punk friends. And all they want to do is party.
So, yeah, before we play this clip, I was saying this to you earlier. While we're playing this clip, what I want you to do out there is close your eyes, unless you're driving.
Don't do that.
Dangerous. Close your eyes and imagine that you're in the back row of the first class of an improv level one. And you're just watching six people. The teacher says six people get up there. Your word is party. Ready, go.
Are we gonna party tonight or what?
Yeah, we are gonna party.
Well, where are we gonna party?
I don't know, somewhere.
Hey, we could go to the park.
Oh, no, we can't. The cops said they'd shoot us if we go back in the park.
Yeah, and I ain't in no mood to die tonight.
I like death.
I like death with sex. How about you, Casey? You like sex with death?
Yeah, so fuck off and die.
So what are we gonna party tonight, Tina?
Oh, you guys, that'd be really rad. But I'm supposed to meet Freddy when he gets off work.
Yeah, where are you supposed to meet him?
At this medical supply warehouse where he's working.
Oh, no, he got a job. What a dick.
Well, shit! Why did you say so? Why did we all go pick Freddy up? Freddy always knows where there's a place to party.
Okay.
So good.
It felt like while I was watching it, there was a hell of a lot more than five parties. But I think it's because they say three parties in a row that it's so overwhelming.
Like the first three are like, I love to party.
You want to party?
Let's go party.
And I love how they sum up each of the characters really quickly in their stereotypes, where it's like there's the one girl who's like the one girl who looks like a reject from the B-52s who just wants the party. She's the one who keeps saying party.
Uh-huh.
There's the goth chick with the weird hair who ends up getting naked, who's like, I like death.
I like death. She's like, it's a real weird turn. Like, if I were part of that group, I would have been like, hey, we were talking about partying.
Yeah, come on.
Like, wait, where did death come from?
And then she's like, then the nerdy guy with, like, the weird bowl cut. It's like, I like sex with death. How about you? Yeah, so fuck off and die. That's a pretty clever line.
Strong.
Pretty clever line. And then we have the, I don't think we've been introduced to Earring Mouth.
No, not yet. No.
Suicide, I think, is his name. Yeah. I think that's his name.
It's not a costume, Ben.
It's a way of life.
It's a way of life.
We got Mullet Guy. We got their only African-American character who has a mullet.
The black guy who, like...
He's in something. He's from something else. I've seen him before. Zach, can you look up the African-American actor in this movie? And find out who he is, because he's in a ton of stuff.
But they're walking down the street, and like everyone's walking normal, and he's just like shadowboxing.
He's shadowboxing.
It's like, who? What are you preparing for? So, like,
who else is there? So there's Party Girl. There's I'm trying to remember who else there was. There's like another character. Oh, then there's the Mohawk guy who's like with the glasses on, and who's just kind of mm-hmm. like, hey, yeah. He's got the trench coat. So it's like this, and then there's the virginal girl, Tina, who's just like this super sweet, dressed like Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I just walked up the set of Saved by the Bell, and I'm hanging out with these people obsessed with death, sex, and partying. It's she just super weird.
Fit. She doesn't fit.
It's like usually even more than normal, this group of friends, in horror films always, you have to figure out a way to make the group of friends make sense. Like, why is the jock hanging out with this person? Why is it this group? Most of them make sense, and then there's like two or three that you're like, "What the what?"
I wonder if they go to a school with only six people in it.
It's just them, and they're all homeschooled.
Do you guys just want to hang out after school? I guess
it's so weird.
Were you guys talking about Spider?
I think so. Yeah
probably.
Played by Miguel Nunez Jr.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What is he in?
Famous son of Miguel Nunez Sr.
The only thing listed in his IMDb as known for above Return of the Living Dead is the live-action Scooby-Doo.
And Lethal Weapon 3.
As he was squad member 4.
Oh, yep, but definitely don't remember him from that.
He's being typecast as being in squads.
Maybe I just have seen him in this 10 times, and it just put my... So,
by the way, guys, Ben was almost late today.
Yeah. I was late.
He said he was like at an audition or something.
Nonsense.
And as soon as I got that email, my reaction was just like,
oh no, he got a job, what a dick.
Oh shit. You know what's funny? Actually, a similar thing happened where my wife, because she's pregnant, she was going to file for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And as she was filing for it, another residual check came in. And I was like, well, you can't file now because you just technically have a job. And I looked at her and I was like,
oh, no, he got a job. What a dick.
I don't know why I called my wife a he, but I said she, but
we're,
the
you
S
know
was silent.
Gender neutral.
Yeah, gender neutral.
It's 2016, Ben.
2016.
When I was very much younger. Mm-hmm.
Very much younger.
Very much younger. So do the math on that, you guys. Not just a little bit younger. Very much younger. Me and a couple of my friends were like, just casually reading through the Bible. And we were just...
Sorry, I don't know why that's so funny to me.
I don't know why either, Ben. Examine yourself.
It just was the way you said it. It was the way you said it. Casually reading through the Bible.
Because you're still picturing me very much younger. And we were like assigning parts.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to pronounce certain things. And one of my friends like pointed at Job and was like, that's me. And I was like...
Oh, no, he got a job. What a dick.
That was a good one.
Because I was just envious.
That
was green with envy when I was very much younger.
Because somebody else got to read JC, and you had to read Job.
Yeah.
Stupid Book of Job. The Book of Job.
The worst.
Oh, I love it. So, back to the partiers. So, what I find really... We'll go into the next thing, which is the... Frank, who is like the middle management guy at this medical supply warehouse.
Yeah.
He tells Freddie, the newbie, who showed up for work in a sleeveless shirt and suspenders and a hat, because that's a professional wardrobe. This guy is he's dressed like such a goober.
Hope that was the style. I don't even know. Like, I hope that was professional first day work attire.
This is like extreme for even 80s clothing in this movie.
Yeah,
it's
heightened. It's heightened for sure. But
which
like,
is awesome.
I hope when people were watching that at the time, they were like, yeah, that's right.
That's the time I wear for a job interview.
Yeah.
Can we play The Night of the Living Dead as a true story? Because this is the whole premise of the movie. So buckle up. It's about a 45-second clip. I know that we live in the ADD generation, so, you know, focus in.
Did you know that movie was based on a true case?
Come on, you're shitting me, right?
No.
I've never been more serious in my life.
That's not possible. I mean, they showed zombies taking over the world.
Well, they changed it all around. What really happened was, back in 1969, in Pittsburgh at the VA hospital, there was a chemical spill, and all that stuff kind of leaked down into the morgue, and it made all the dead bodies kind of jump around as though it was alive.
What chemical?
2,4-5-trioxin, it's called.
Of course.
It was to kind of spray on marijuana or something.
That was my favorite part.
The chemical company was trying to develop it for the Army.
What does that mean?
And they told the guy who made the movie that if he told the true story, they'd just sue his ass off. So he changed all the facts around.
We were litigious even then.
So, like you always said, there's a lot to unpack in that.
Yeah.
But the my favorite part, which you found too really funny, is that this chemical was made to spray on weed or some shit.
Spray on marijuana.
And it's like, wait, what? What? Is it a chemical to make the marijuana grow better, to kill it?
I heard it was marijuana in spray form. That's what I understood it as. And they were just like spraying marijuana. And like marijuana, when it touched the skin, marijuana spray, when it touched the skin,
it just turns you into
zombies.
It's
the gateway drug.
It makes no sense.
As we know.
It makes no sense.
But you can get that in Colorado these days.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy it in a store if you want.
Little breath spray.
It's like Banaka. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. This movie is so that's the setup for this movie.
The setup
is, hey, Night of the Living Dead was a true story, but they changed the facts around. This movie takes place after the real events,
which is
hilarious.
The real events, the marijuana spray turns the people in the morgue into zombies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the army sends these bodies to
the wrong place.
The wrong place, but they send it to a place that's right next to a cemetery and a morgue.
Yep, and they can't remember that.
We couldn't have been more safe about this.
Yeah.
Like, this was not the biggest disaster of our lifetime.
That's a good point. That if the entire thing is triggers corpses,
why would you
accidentally deliver, unless it was supposed to go to an army morgue and they screwed up? But here's the thing. So the whole thing is, there's this backstory where there's this general who's been searching for it since 1969.
Who's the biggest dick in the world.
He's such a dick. He's such
Maybe
a dick
his
to
whole
his
job
wife.
Is looking for zombie marijuana spray.
He's probably meaner to his wife than Trump is to... Nope.
Hey now.
Nope, he's not as mean.
He's
less misogynistic than Trump.
Kind of. He shows up and he's like, what's for dinner? And she's like, lamb chops.
He's your favorite. He's like Mad Men. Yeah.
But like, the super dick. She's like,
lamb chops, your
lamb
favorite.
Lamb chops, your favorite. And he's like, I had it for lunch.
And then she's like, okay. Oh, shit. So there's this whole backstory where the army's been looking for these tubes, for these canisters forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just hanging out in this morgue and they think it's cool to have around. Why the fuck didn't they call the army sooner to be like, hey, why are they keeping them around?
Yeah.
They're clearly really dangerous.
Yeah, why did you send these to us? Can we not have them here?
And then they go down like, oh, this is really cool. Look at this weird corpse in there, huh? And right before, this is how all hell breaks loose, when one of them slams on it to show how leak-proof it is. Can we play the leak quote? It's something like leaks or doesn't leak. I don't remember. Leak, no way. Is it in there?
Hey, these things don't leak, do they?
Leak? Hell no. These things were made by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh, fuck!
This is just a weird slow motion. Listen to this. Just let this thing keep going. It sounds a little bit like the Garbage Pail Kids movie. Which, you know how much I love that movie. Guilty movie pleasure, man. And then this is where it's like all building up and they're changing and the corpse is like melting, the face is, blood's pouring over, and it turns into this muck zombie, which is one of my favorite zombies in the movie. It's this weird, it had to be a person in there, and it has an animatronic head.
I think he was a member of the Blue Man Group, actually.
You're talking about the yellow zombie or the muck zombie?
Oh, yeah, no, the yellow zombie.
I was thinking the yellow zombie looked like a bodysuit. Like if they tried to do a Simpsons version of the Blue Man Group and they failed miserably.
In a yellow spandex suit.
Because he's hairless and in a yellow spandex suit, ball. It's crazy. Uh-huh. But the muck zombie, when it's running around and it has a very funny way to say brains, not the brains clip, but the first brains. I know we have several. And the best part about all of these zombies, when they say brains, none of them have lips or any kind of enunciating ways. So that he says brains like brains, and I kept trying brains. I guess you can still say it with no lips.
I suppose. It would be funny if they were
B.
like,
you can't say the B.
If they were trying to say something else, brains. But just like the fact that they had no lips made it sound like they were saying brains, but really they were saying like,
it's a cool
which way? I need directions.
What do you think of that creature, the muck zombie? I thought he looked pretty awesome.
I think it's fun. For the most part, like the zombies we saw in Isolation looked really, really,
really
cool.
Really
like really cool. Yeah.
They're really cool. Mm-hmm. And so there's this muck zombie that's running around and they manage to run away from him, and then they get attacked by the yellow Blue Man Group mm-hmm. guy, and then we already talked about that, how they manage to put him down, and they shove a pickaxe in the back of his head. And can we play the I Hit the Fucking Brain clip?
Hold it!
Can we just hear that again, and I'm going to act out what's happening, because my favorite thing is in the beginning when he goes, hold it, and he yells it out like a ship captain. Can we play
hold it?
The corpse is floating around. They're all screaming.
They're holding on to him. They're holding him down.
I forgot in the end there. What is that? Then do something else for God damn it to hell's sake.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, and then all this stuff plays out in like wide shots. It's all just it's all just these actors just hamming it up.
It's
for
that,
minutes.
There's
at a time.
So many like just chaotic
screaming.
Moments of screaming.
it's
like
good.
Everyone on set scream. Ready, go.
Yeah, and here we go.
Like, whoa, but
so
who am I supposed to pay attention to? Everybody screaming. But I did want to say one thing. Bert seemed like kind of a stand-up guy, right?
Yeah.
I enjoyed Bert and the way he like handled the situation pretty well.
He came in like, I got this. Hannibal. He reminded me of Hannibal from A-Team, the A-Team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just there. He's going to take care of it.
Right. But so in the middle management guy's office, there was like one of those eye tests on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And it's spelled out, if you read it sequentially, it spells out Bert is a slave driver.
I didn't even notice that.
What?
That's
why?
He's the one who comes and
Bert seems
care
super
of
cool. Like,
since
he seems like a good boss.
Frank's the one who totally fucked up and showed the military containers and sprung a leak.
And now Bert's going to jail, probably.
I did forget to play the cemetery clip, because when they get the idea to fool around in the cemetery, it's so funny how they come up with it. Can we play that?
We could go fool around in there for a while.
You mean that cemetery? Let's do that.
I know I keep replaying the clips, but the best part, when you really listen to it, the first guy's like, we could go fool around in there for a little bit. And then I love how all of them go, aww.
Yeah, when one person says cemetery, and they were anticipating it from a mile away, because they were like, no.
And then goth girl goes, let's do that. And none of them seem excited, yet when they get in there, they're having a fucking blast. Can
time
we play
of their life.
One more time.
We could go fool around in there for a while.
You mean that cemetery? Let's do that.
Oh, shit, this movie. Watch it with your friends. Get hammered. It's so hilarious. So now they're partying in the cemetery. We get introduced to the mortician, Ernie, I believe, with the Walkman, and he's drinking coffee with blood-covered gloves. We'll get back to him, but while they're partying, we already talked about how we get introduced to Suicide, who's the guy with the car that's driving him around. He's got a weird shaved head, like mohawk thing. He's got a chain, giant chain, like a bike chain, from his ear to his lip that's clearly plastic.
Yeah.
And he's got this leather vest, and I didn't pull this clip, but at one point, the naked girl's like, you wanna fuck? And he's like, hey, you think this is a costume? This is a way of life! And he's like almost like
Christopher Walken.
He's like Danny Zuko from Grease if he did a lot of drugs and then came down from it and stayed in that way of, like, I'm trying to think. He reminds me of a Danny Zuko who was into punk and hardcore instead of Grease Lightning.
He's a personified version of a cry for help.
He has suicide written on the top of his car.
He has a bunch of stuff written on his car, but yeah, suicide's
like,
on the hood.
It looks like a reject from the Joker's gang. Yeah. Like, he stole it from, like, Harley Quinn and the Joker.
And we learn later that the windows have all been bashed out of the car. So he doesn't have any windows. It's a convertible car, and it starts raining. When it starts raining, they put the top up, but the windows, he's like, I can't roll the windows up. They've been smashed out.
Knife holes in it. Can we play the cemetery? No, we already played that. Sorry. The Fuck You Ball Buster. Anytime.
Oh, great. Here's your friend and mine.
Hey, fuck you, Ball Buster.
Dude, so
he's
you know,
your friend and mine.
The interesting thing,
you say our friend.
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but during the debates on Sunday night, when Hillary really went after Trump for his misogyny and all the things that he's been saying about women, there was a part where they muted his microphone, but I could make out what he was saying, and clearly Trump said to Hillary,
"Hey, fuck you, ball buster."
And it got tense. It was one of the times when he was looming behind her like Michael Myers in one of the several times that happened.
Yeah.
I'm glad they muted it because our children didn't need to hear that.
They don't. They don't. They're children and they need to grow up in a safer world than hearing words like that. When I was at the Dodgers are playing in town and I was there front row and one of the guys from the other team hit a home run.
No.
And I was furious, and when he came back around and touched home plate, I yelled at him.
Hey, fuck you, ball buster!
Do you ever have the giant jawbreakers back in the day?
Of course I did.
I had one that was called a ball buster, and I always thought that was a weird thing to say, but I was eating one of them. It was one of those that's like inhumanly large, like a golf ball size or bigger.
Yeah.
And I was trying to chew on it. I chipped a fucking tooth. I had to get a crown put in.
It's crazy.
And I looked at that candy as a wee child, and I said,
hey, fuck you, ball buster.
Yeah.
I was pissed. Yeah. I think that they discontinued that line of
just
candy.
Because of you. Yeah.
I complained a lot.
I was at a Chuck E. Cheese one time when I was very much younger. And
my story is very much younger.
Yeah, too. Let's get an appropriate timeline up just in case people are tracking. I was at Chuck E. Cheese and they like shut down the ball pit because one guy had jumped in and done a belly flop and had flattened all the balls in the center of the ball pit. And he had to take a walk of shame out of the Chuck E. Cheese. He was naked and everything. And everyone lined up and looked at him and they were like,
hey, fuck you, ball buster.
Yeah, we were mature young ones.
This movie also has some of the best clearly 80-yard lines ever. Where there's so many where it's so clearly not recorded on the day.
Because on the day,
one is one of
on
them.
The day they were just screaming.
Just screaming.
Like, we need to get screaming with the room tone, so just scream, please.
So, let's skip to Bert and Freddy end up dying. We already played the Do You Want a Party clip, where, so, they burn the body, like we said. They burn the chopped up yellow body, and it causes a smoke cloud to go, the smoke goes in the air, instant thunderstorm, and we have an instant thunderstorm, lightning and thunder just comes out of nowhere.
I wondered if it caused it. Like, acid hit the clouds, and the clouds were like, oh.
Oh, fuck.
That's our cue.
Like, the clouds had an allergic reaction. Yeah. They were like, oh, here we go. So then the acid rain we talked about. Clouds. Oh, they're all like, it must be acid rain. Because, like, in the 80s, that's when people were first starting to really talk about acid rain.
It was such a strange leap. And, like, obviously necessary for the plot. But, like, just to go from, like, oh, it's raining, what is in this rain? Like,
because the naked girl's like, my skin's all burning. Yeah, and it's like, but maybe like, shouldn't be naked in a cemetery.
But like, was no repercussions really. Like, no, everyone else who came in contact with the liquid was or fine. The spray marijuana.
I thought it was going to melt their skin or turn them into something. Zombies or something. Yeah.
But she was like, oh, it kind of hurts. I need a towel.
Yeah. And then they all get separated and she gets pounced on by a bunch of zombies. Mm-hmm. And we think, oh, she's gone. She's dead. And then the paramedics come and the paramedics tell Bert and... I mean, no, Frank and Freddy, that they're dead. They can't get a pulse.
Yeah, they take their pulse. They take their temperature.
They're like, we don't understand.
And my favorite was when the paramedics were like, hey, can we switch stethoscopes? And they're like, is your stethoscope working? Like, the stethoscope is some, like, highly tuned electronic device. Like, it's like, no, you
like
literally...
it can be broken. Yeah. I think there must be a connecting
something. Something's wrong with the wires.
It's so good. So the paramedics go out. They go to get a gurney out or something. They get swarmed and eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a guy... there's a smart zombie. Can we play the smart zombie clip? Who talks, smart zombie? Send more paramedics? It's one of those two. Or is it? No, I love this. I love seeing Zach just...
Smart zombie C.
No,
it's on
C,
the bottom
C.
row.
There we go.
Bottom row C.
Rescue 7, come in. This is dispatch. Do you copy over?
Come in, dispatch. Send more paramedics.
Like, that voice is terrifying.
It's terrifying, and it's, like, real specific.
Come in, dispatch.
Like, this is a zombie. He looks like he's a corroded... He looks almost like a vampire.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
one has pointy ears, looks like a...
Send more paramedics.
And he's like...
That was a pretty good impression.
That was real good.
I've been practicing for years.
Send more paramedics.
It's paid off.
It has. That's one of my only skills.
But he, like, has taken stock of who they sent first, and he was like, all right, paramedics.
Paramedics.
Paramedics right. for sure.
All right.
Send more of those. He's not just
these,
like
these zombies
more
can
people.
Carry full sentences.
Yeah.
Because when Freddy gets turned later, he is carrying on full sentences. But before we get to that, there's a moment where Ernie goes out, the mortician, and he's going to check on the paramedics. He sees they're dead. He shuts the door, and there's this little zombie eating a guy. And the scream this little zombie lets out is hilarious. Can we play little zombie? It's like this little head right there. And can we play the scream again? Holy shit. So he shoots it like 6 times. And so at that point, you just think it's a normal-sized zombie. It flips around and runs on, like, nubs.
He's got stubs, yeah.
And one arm. I don't know. I assume they cast, like, a little person or something. But I still can't figure out to this day. What that is.
It was a real life zombie.
It's a real zombie.
That one was real.
That was real.
All the other ones.
Hey, they said it's a real story, guys.
You know what
I mean?
It's
a true story.
Yeah.
It's a true story, folks.
That one was real.
That's one of my favorites. Now, I want to get into some of the gore here. So the punk, the zombie with, or the guy with the mohawk, they're trying to board up all the windows because they're like, we got to stay in here. We got to board everything up. We got to figure out what to do.
They have an unlimited supply of plywood nails. Just plywood nails everywhere.
It's like
everywhere.
It's a mortuary in a lumber shop.
Yeah.
And they're just boarding up everything. He gets grabbed. And when he gets yanked out, a zombie that has half a body latches onto his forehead, digs her teeth in, and blood just starts spraying like a spray paint can
yeah.
all over the wood. And can we play his high-pitched scream right there? Holy shit. Oh, God.
I mean, that's probably how I'd scream if a zombie was eating my
brain. If a zombie was eating my brain, yeah. I mean, I've had a... I've had just like the other. I was moving a door, a glass door.
You were moving a door?
I was moving a glass door from my shower that we were taking out, and I was trying to set it down in the parking space to call a bulk item pickup, and it was one of those breakaway glasses, and it shattered in my hands, and glass chunks went all in my skin, and I had like 6 or 7, and it started bleeding, and I just looked at my hands and went. It was really emasculating.
Well,
that my wife had to witness that.
You're a better person than me because the other day I was eating a popsicle.
Oh, yeah.
And I was eating it much too fast.
Ah, it's the worst.
And I got a brain freeze, as you do. And I was in the middle of a park. Just solo in a park eating a popsicle,
yeah.
And I got this brain freeze, and I looked around at all the moms with the strollers and all the dogs and all the kids, and I was just like...
It happens.
It does happen.
Brain freezes are the worst.
God, so stop bullying.
That's one of the best gore scenes. Mm-hmm. Tina stays behind with Freddy. She's like, I'm not going to leave him. They're like, he's going to turn. And then they're like, all right, well, we're going to lock you in. And their way of locking it is locking a knob.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
To hold
There's
back a zombie.
Plywood on all the windows. And they're like, you know what? This one's fine.
We're going to put him in the chapel and lock the knob.
Yeah, this one's fine.
The cops come. That's one of my favorite gore scenes is they're... This zombie's eating the brain, and it oozes. They show it oozing out when the cops come. And then they just get swarmed. More cops get swarmed. Freddy turns, And they unlock the door. They're like, all right, but we're going to lock the door and leave you in here. Then when he turns, they immediately unlock it and come running back in.
Yeah.
And they take the nitric acid and they throw it on him and it blinds him and makes him, you can't really see on here, but he looks like he has herpes eye, herpes of the eye, or a severe case of pink eye.
Something has gone awry with his eyes.
And so he's attacking and he's chasing her and the mortician guy around, Ernie.
They go up to the ceiling.
They go up to hide up there while the half body female zombie is on the table just yelling out brain. Can we play brains
yeah,
clip?
She explains it.
Brains.
This
brains.
Is the prequel to Destiny's Child's Bills.
Do you have the brains clip? We're just burning time.
Shut up!
The guy's just going nuts. Make her shut up!
Like, this is the main problem with these zombies is they just won't shut up.
Yeah, and then they explain, though, they explain why, and it's because the pain. It's the pain. Can we play the pain of being dead? This is why zombies eat brains.
Not people. Brains.
Brains only.
Pretty articulate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why?
The pain.
About the pain.
The pain of being dead.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
I imagine being dead is painful.
Yeah, and it's probably really painful because she's missing her lower torso.
Yeah.
And but she's very articulate for being a completely rotted corpse with half a body.
And everyone's like, yeah, that makes sense. But like, no one's like, but wait, how do brains make you feel better? Like,
nope, they're just okay.
No one follows up. Yeah. But what's the science of that?
She's actually more articulate than some comments I see on YouTube videos. Yeah.
she explains herself very well.
She has better grammar than some comments. So then 400 cops show up and get eaten. And we got to wrap this up in about 3 minutes here. So I'm trying to think of the other. There's another really good gory death. Damn it. Well, there's the brains from the cop. There's the blood oozing out of the other guy.
The chain guy gets eaten.
Oh, yeah. Right? He gets eaten, too. Yeah. And then, poor Frank decides to incinerate himself in the oven. And it's so sad. Yeah. He just, like, kisses his ring and he does a little prayer and then he just incinerates himself. It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
It's a super bummer, you know? And then they...
poor guy.
So, they call the military. They try and call the cops. The cops just blow up. The cops get all eaten. So they call the military. And the military's like, okay, what are your coordinates? Okay. All right. And then it sets up that the military solution and the end of this movie, as they're building up all these story points, the end is they just call this dude, they plug in some nuclear launch codes, they launch an animated missile, because it's clearly like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit animated missile, and this is what we hear. Can we play the end? The B? Okay, the animated missile's dropping.
Hey, listen. You hear anything?
Dina.
It's a buzz.
Dina.
And then just gone.
Yeah.
That's how you end the movie. And
it's the end of Louisville.
And so then they're like, hey, we only killed like 1,000 people and 20 square blocks. We're fine. We're just going to say it was a chemical plant that blew up. And all the smoke from their explosion goes up into the sky. The rain starts
raining again.
And then can we play the party song one more time? Because this is how it ends. Yep, that's pretty much how it ends.
I did want to hit on one more thing
that we
skipped over that I should have mentioned in the beginning. When they're first looking at the zombie in the barrel, and he like sprays the Windex on it, this is how I knew he had bad judgment, because he didn't rip a paper towel off and wipe it. He took the roll and used the roll to wipe the whole thing down.
Come on, that's so wasteful.
Like, you're not the only one who uses these paper towels, guy.
What a dick.
Ugh. All right.
We've been talking about The Return of the Living Dead here on Guilty Movie Pleasures. If you haven't seen this movie, Go out and see it.
It's a lot
get
of fun.
Get your friends.
A lot of fun. See
drink. Watch it. Laugh. It's ridiculous.
If you're in the mood to party.
Where can they find you if they're in the mood to party?
You can find me
with you?
At Too Much Jesse on Twitter. You can find me at promlosers.com coming soon for sketch. I have a show again coming up at Flappers next Friday, the 21st at 7:30 p.m. in the Yoohoo Room.
All right. I'm at the Ben Begley on the Twitter. You can find at Funhouse Mass. The Funhouse Massacre is coming out on Showtime, and actually, I think it's out already. It should be out next week on Showtime and Hulu, so check it out. It's free, so check it out. You can watch it for free. You don't even have to rent it, and then let me know what you thought of it, and we're going to be talking about it on the show in a brief section sometime here soon. But until next time, we should maybe party on our way out, huh? Huh?
Do you like death?
What is your guilty movie pleasure, ladies and gentlemen? I think it's partying!
Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
Do you understand the concept of the Tooth Fairy?